From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Dutch-led panel releases its findings. The investigation into the crash of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine last year finds the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from a Russian-made missile launcher. Dutch officials announced their findings Tuesday, with a partially reconstructed portion of the plane looming in the background. Here is Dutch Safety Board Chairman Jiba Joustra.
Flight MH17 crashed because of a 9N314M warhead detonated outside the aeroplane above the left side of the cockpit.
Joustra said the plane broke up immediately while still in the air. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he expects an agreement in very short order with Russia on air safety above Syria to avoid a potential mid-air disaster between U.S. and Russian jets. Militants fired rockets at Russia's embassy in Damascus on Tuesday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called the attack an act of terror meant to intimidate those who support the fight against the Islamic State group. European Union observers say that despite logistical problems, Guinea's presidential election on Sunday appeared to be free and fair. The findings are at odds with opposition candidates who say the election was rigged to favor President Alpha Conde. They say the vote should be annulled. Iran's parliament passed a bill Tuesday approving the country's nuclear agreement with a group of other nations. The state-run IRNA news agency said lawmakers voted 161 for, 59 against the bill, with 13 abstaining. Iran and the group that includes the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany reached an agreement in July. This is VOA News. Three Israelis have been killed in a new wave of shooting and stabbing attacks by Palestinians in Jerusalem and elsewhere. Robert Berger reports.
The escalating Palestinian attacks on Israeli civilians come at a time of stalemate in the peace process. Peace talks broke down last year, leaving Palestinians frustrated and despairing of their goal to create an independent state. Israel says it is prepared to return to the negotiating table today without preconditions. But the Palestinians say Israel's expansion of West Bank settlements and its refusal to withdraw to the 1967 borders means there is nothing to talk about. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
After watching Republican candidates spar in two rounds of debates, Democrats hoping to become the next U.S. president get their turn Tuesday as they take the stage in Las Vegas for their first debate in the 2016 presidential campaign election. The front-runner Hillary Clinton will be at the center of attention. Recent polls put her in the lead with about 40% support, while her chief challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, comes in at 25%. Also running is former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, and former Rhode Island Senator Lincoln Chafee. The United States military says it has conducted a major air and ground operation with Afghan forces in southern Afghanistan, killing numerous al-Qaeda militants. The military says the operation was launched on October 7th in Kandahar province and was concluded Sunday. Abortion provider Planned Parenthood, bowing to protests from anti-abortion activists, said Tuesday it will no longer accept payments from companies that use aborted fetal tissue for scientific research. An anti-abortion group called the Center for Medical Progress released secretly videoed conversations with Planned Parenthood staffers as they casually discussed gruesome fetal tissue extractions. Anti-abortion groups accuse Planned Parenthood of selling baby parts for profit. Planned Parenthood denies the accusation. The American Civil Liberties Union is suing two former U.S. Air Force psychologists, James Mitchell and Bruce Jensen, who together designed a harsh interrogation program for the Central Intelligence Agency during the Iraq War. The Civil Liberties Group accuses the psychologists of developing an interrogation regime that relied on beatings, sleep deprivation, starvation, waterboarding, and other methods that caused physical and psychological harm to prisoners. The controversial program, aimed at forcing suspected terrorists to divulge information, was carried out during the administration of former President George W. Bush. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.